The Federal Reserve has cut a key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. The cut brings the federal funds rate to an even 1%, a level not seen since 1958. The move is aimed at giving the sluggish economy a jolt, but it was less than many economists had expected. In a statement, Fed officials said they believe the economy is showing signs of recovery, but they said it has yet to exhibit sustainable growth. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In recent weeks, Fed officials have made no secret of the fact that they're worried about the economy's tepid growth rate. A big concern has been the possibility of deflation, a continual lowering of prices that can cause consumers to delay spending and send the economy into a downward spiral. In the statement released this afternoon, officials said they believed rising productivity and already low interest rates will help the economy, but in the meantime, they said another rate cut was needed. Mark Vittner, senior economist at the Wachovia Corporation, says this latest cut, the 13th since 2001, should provide additional support.
It's certainly going to help businesses and consumers shore up their balance sheets a little bit better because their borrowing costs will be lower. They'll be able to refinance some existing higher rate debt. More folks will be able to roll credit card debt into lower priced home equity loans.
Despite the cut, stock prices fell in the hour after today's announcement. Given the concerns expressed by Fed officials recently, many investors had expected a cut of a half a percentage point, and they were disappointed by the decision. In fact, one board member, Robert Perry, dissented from today's announcement, saying he favored a bigger reduction. But for now, most committee members were content with a more cautious approach. In today's statement, Fed officials said that although the economy is not yet exhibiting sustainable growth, they expected to improve over time. And they said there are already signs of a turnaround, such as stabilizing labor and product markets. Edward McKelvey is senior economist at Goldman Sachs.
They really are inclined to think that the growth rate is going to improve. I mean, otherwise they would have done a bigger move. And they've pulled out most every data point they can think of in terms of crafting the statement to lead in that direction.
But Fed policymakers did leave the door open for even more rate cuts in the months to come. The statement said Fed officials remain concerned about deflation and that this concern is likely to predominate for the foreseeable future. James Cohan, a fixed income strategist at Strong Financial Corporation, says this statement is meant to send a message to the bond markets.
Basically, what it's saying in plain English is we're going to be worried about this problem for a while, folks, and we're going to keep the federal funds rate at a very low level for the foreseeable future.
Cohan says that the Fed's deflation concerns have brought long-term bond rates down in recent weeks, which has helped lower mortgage rates, and that is keeping the housing market very healthy. Normally, with a recovery around the corner, Fed officials start to worry about inflation pressures and begin to think about raising rates, and that typically causes bond rates to rise. But with today's announcement, Fed officials are sending a kind of dual message. Even though there are signs of improvement, they're not yet fully convinced the tide has turned. And that means they're willing to do whatever it takes to keep interest rates low for a while. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.